Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 1st, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 25 to 27. We are God's special people in this world. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 16 to 19 like this, the words of Moses. This day, the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore, you shall be careful to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, and that you will walk in His ways and keep His statutes, His commandments, and His judgments, and that you will obey His voice. Also today the Lord has proclaimed to you to be His special people, just as He promised you that you should keep all His commandments, and that He will set you high above all nations which He has made, in praise, in name, and in honor, and that you may be a holy people to the Lord your God, just as He has spoken. In the above passage, God is ratifying the Abrahamic covenant with the Israelites, and these verses are a part of the covenant renewal ceremony. Moses concludes his lengthy exposition of the covenant by demanding total obedience from the Israelites as they were God's special people. Since the Israelites had accepted the terms of God's covenant by their pledge of obedience to God, the two parties of the covenant, which is God and the Israelites, now proclaimed loyalty to each other. God acknowledged the Israelites as His own special people and promised to exalt them above all other nations, since they had agreed to walk in godly ways. They were to be a holy people set apart from the other nations by God as His peculiar treasure. In turn, the Israelites were to respond to this great honor by completely obeying God. Throughout the book of Deuteronomy, God is demanding obedience from the Israelites. We should be part of their loving response to God, accepting them as His special people. The first generation had declared their loyalty to God at the foot of Mount Sinai. Now, in this covenant renewal ceremony, the new Israelite generation reconfirms their commitment to God that they will live by His revelation henceforth. The Hebrew word for special people speaks of God's delight in His people as a special jewel, an adornment that He treasures. This also denotes an elect people set apart by God to Himself, committed to the Lord and His revelation, and exalted above all the other nations. As God's special people of our times, we should be totally obedient to God's word as well. When we are close to God, we will separate ourselves from the worldly system and anything that stands in our way to do God's will in our lives. If we do that, God promises to honor us as He did to Abraham long ago. God has designated His church as His special people, holy and separated, for carrying out His plan in this world. Let us rise up to carry out our responsibilities today. As we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10, the words of Apostle Peter, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy."